The following is the responsive litany we used on Palm Sunday. It involves some moving parts, including people responding not only audibly, but folks walking forward and gathering around a palm-adorned cross. Walking the weight of the cross. As we have throughout this Lenten journey, I want us to consider wilderness. I want us to imagine Jesus and his disciples walking through their own wilderness journey on the dusty roads from one village to the next, greeted and at times overcome by people in need. They were in need of direction, in need of hope, and in need of healing. Along the way, it wasn't just the people they met. Jesus also continued to teach those closest to him. It seems they just didn't fully get God's dream for the world. So he kept walking with them through the wilderness of understanding as they headed towards Jerusalem. Yes, to Jerusalem, where Jesus knew he'd be tested and would be facing the building opposition against him, where Jesus would be abandoned, rejected, betrayed, humiliated, flogged, and nailed to a cross. And yet, he kept walking. So here we are on Palm Sunday, a day in which we celebrate what is called the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. It's easy to imagine rallies and crowds filling a town center, hundreds upon hundreds energized and gathering around the prophet, the rabbi, their long-held hope of a Messiah, Jesus, cheering for something they didn't really understand. The reality was that there were possibly thousands upon thousands of pilgrims flooding into Jerusalem for Passover. And for them, Jesus may not have been the center of attention. It was that smaller band of followers who, in excited anticipation, imagined they were part of a royal procession and that Jesus would become their earthly God-delivered king. And Jesus accepted their welcome, even as he arrived upon a donkey, even though he knew at the procession's end would likely be his death. But he kept walking. Let us then consider this even further together. I invite you to actively join me in the consideration, and then upon completion of each statement I make, join me in reciting, "He kept walking." Jesus knew that every step he took was one step closer to his Jerusalem. He kept on walking. He knew that before he died, he would have to confront the center of religious power, those who use God's name to manipulate and control and oppress. He kept on walking. He knew that he would be betrayed by one of his friends and companions on the road. He knew his dearest and closest friends would fail him, abandon him, hate him, deny him, and struggle to believe in him. He kept on walking. He knew the crowds were fickle and likely to turn on him as they had the prophets before him. He knew he would be mocked and humiliated. He knew he would be flogged and tortured almost beyond what he could physically bear. He kept on walking. He knew his mother's heart and the hearts of men and women who loved him would be broken. He kept on walking. He knew he would suffer and face the greatest confusion and darkness he had ever known. He kept on walking. He knew that if he was faithful to the end, he would know the greatest joy of bringing redemption to the world. He kept on walking. He knew that when all of it was through, he would return to the one from whom he came, the one who is perfect love. He kept on walking. Now, when we think of Jesus and his way of the cross, I believe he was identifying more deeply with us, with all of us, especially the most broken parts of ourselves and our communities. With each step, he was identifying with all of the pain and the suffering and despair of a really messed up, broken, sinful, and lost humanity. He was identifying with all of the oppressed and downtrodden ones. And he invites those who follow him, like his disciples before us, to walk through the wilderness by way of the cross. He invites us to walk in solidarity with others who are forced to walk a path of suffering, humiliation, and for some, even death. He invites us to know our own weakness and brokenness and not be afraid to keep walking. So we come to a shift in our liturgy, which reflects some of the people we have grown to love. The people whose plight has found a place in our hearts and in our prayers. And we imagine them walking this way of the cross in the company of Jesus and the Spirit of Jesus. With different levels of understanding, maybe, with a growing sense of community. To each of these groups, I will say, keep walking, and then I invite you to respond with, in the Spirit of Christ, keep walking. We see our brothers and sisters from around the world in a multiplicity of mayhem walk the way of the cross. The brothers and sisters who have been humiliated, crushed, killed, ignored, and abandoned. Keep walking. Keep walking in the Spirit of Christ. Keep walking. We see those who are stricken with grief from loss of family, loss of shelter, loss of provision, loss of health, walking the way of the cross, treated as less than human, without a place or protection or provision. Keep walking. Keep walking in the Spirit of Christ. Keep walking. We see neighbors battling isolation and depression, walking the way of the cross, carrying the cross of addiction, mental illness, broken relationships, and lack of hope for change. Keep walking. Keep walking. In the Spirit of Christ, keep walking. We see those walking aimlessly, lost without a knowledge of God or where their path is ultimately heading. We know Jesus walks with them. Keep walking. Keep walking. In the Spirit of Christ, keep walking. We see the children so vulnerable sometimes and yet amazingly resilient. We see them so easily attracted to the love of Jesus. Keep walking. Keep walking. In the Spirit of Christ, keep walking. We see ourselves in all of our messy mix of beauty and ugliness, courage and fear, insight and illusions, love and hate, with all of our different personalities and creativity and passion. Keep walking. Keep walking. In the Spirit of Christ, keep walking. We are all welcomed by Christ, and as Christ welcomes us, we welcome one another. Therefore, as a welcoming community of Christ, we must keep walking. For those who feel called to join this community in our walk, or those simply seeking fellowship, those seeking baptism, those ready to covenant with us as we walk the way of the cross together in the Spirit of Christ, may you find your place among us. For we read that for the joy set before him, Jesus endured the cross, the joy of bringing us on the journey, and the joy of returning to be with the Father. There must have been joy in the journey. We read of God's love of the Son. We read that because of God's love for us, the Son was sent. Then there must be a love greater than our knowing to endure the cross that kept him walking and that keeps us walking in the Spirit of Christ. Keep walking.